Really enjoying our time here with a local, Danny Nagel, former Major League All-Star Southpaw, in studio with us here on WBAL and WBAL.com. We're going to talk about his big charity weekend coming up in October. I do want to talk to you, Danny, about baseball right now. And, of course, it was a week unlike any other, historic week with the suspensions coming down. What's your take on that?
You know, honestly, Brad, I'm really glad to see that the Major League Baseball has taken a hard line with this. I think the only way you ever learn from something, you know, and to get guys to detract them from doing it is to lay down heavy suspensions and to know that they're not going to mess around. You know, I mean, with the A-Rod situation, you know, I mean, who knows how that's going to play out. But, you know, the old saying goes, and I've always said this too to myself in my own personal life, you know, you make your bed, you got to sleep in it, you know, and these guys, they knew the chance they were taking when they did this. And the only way these guys are going to learn, and the guys down the road, you know, coming up, you know, past them, you know, the younger guys and stuff, is like, holy crap, man, if this happens to Ryan Braun and Alex Rodriguez and you know, Nelson Cruz and these guys from the Rangers, you know, I mean, if they're going to do it to them, they're going to do it to anybody.
Now, you were mentioned in the Mitchell Report, and you play at the height of the steroid era. There's no question about that. Literally, your career pretty much spans from 1991 to 2004, right before testing really began and really... I kind of think the beginning of the end was the Ken Caminiti article in Sports Illustrated. I mean, to me, growing up and being just a rabid baseball fan, it never occurred to me. But you really grew up at the absolute height of the steroid era. I kind of mark it from like 89 to 06, 07. What was it like then? And then if you could kind of, you know, the temptation world that was there and what you had to go through and what you went through.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy, right? I mean, when someone like Caminiti, who I respected also too, I mean, Ken was a great guy. You know, when he would make a comment like that and said, like, I can't remember what was his percentage. He said like 85% of
it
guys,
was something like that,
something crazy, you know, and I
something
remember
what Canseco would say.
Exactly. And so, you know, if Canseco said it, you'd be like, oh, it's Jose just being Jose, you know, but when Caminiti said it, you know, you wanted to have some validity to it, you know, but you also were like, man, he's crazy. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't really have a clue, like, you know, how many guys were doing it. I honestly didn't. I can't even speak on it today, to be honest with you. I do know that probably the percentage was obviously a lot higher than I even imagined. You know, and unfortunately, because of the fact of I did play in an era, as you mentioned, that the testing was not in place, so... According to baseball standards and baseball's rules and regulations, baseball's laws, you know, if you will, you know, guys weren't necessarily breaking the rules yet. However, I think any one of us knew that, you know, if you decided to go down that road, that you were maybe, you know, breaking your own moral standards or something, you know, and breaking something that you knew, again, like as I said, you know, you knew if you were doing something, you know, you had to pay the consequences at some point, whether that was going to be from your own physical standpoint. Or just knowing that, you know, I mean, maybe I'm not breaking baseball's rules, but you kind of know that you're doing something wrong.
And we're going to have to let this bleed out into another segment coming up here, but I do want to hit on this. I actually don't know the answer, but when your name came up in the Mitchell Report, your reaction was?
You know, disappointed in myself that, you know, that I would be lumped in with that whole situation. If I had to do it all over again, you know, I probably would have done things different. You know, I could sit here and tell you, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, Brett, my situation was a lot like Andy Pettit's situation. I didn't try to take anything because I thought I was going to throw 98 miles an hour all of a sudden. Obviously, that never happened, and that's not why I decided to even try that route. You know, I did it to try to stay healthy and thinking it was going to help me. And to be honest with you, it might have even hurt me in the long run, to be
honest
with you. Yeah,
you were out, 33 years old, 34 years old?
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, with the studies that they do on this and everything, too, you know, I mean, yes, it might help you stay stronger or, you know, or healthier during the season. But in the long run, in my case, I think I could have been a perfect example of maybe somebody that tried it and it might have backfired on me because I think it might have cut my career short.
I have a lot more to say with Danny Nagel here. Really interesting discussion. We'll come back more on this here on Sportsline on WBAL.